friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Mary-Kay Cabot coming up in about 15 minutes or so. So stick around. We'll be talking to Mary-Kay Cabot from Cleveland.com and the Plain Dealer. And she'll give us her weekly perspective on what we saw from the Browns and what's good, what's bad, what's in between, and where are they moving forward. And, you know, still questions about the kicker. So it pains me that we're talking about a kicker, which means that both sides of the ball played pretty well on Sunday and they didn't do well enough to win. But you're leaving points on the board. Although, Jeff, I think you did make some good points in that first segment about...
Oh, gee, thanks, Andy.
That's why you're here. Can you make some bad points for me, too? I wouldn't mind that.
I give it time.
Just talking about missed opportunities on certain plays and drop passes. And so we're going to talk about the wide receivers a little bit later. Maybe a little bit after we talk to Mary Kay. Because, you know, the numbers, when you look at the wide receivers, I think they're a little deceiving. And we'll get into that in a little bit. 216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. All right, did you see something on Sunday that hammered home any preconceived notions you had about the Browns going into this thing? Did it change your mind on anything? The only thing it solidified for me, Jeff, is that I think they're going to be in every game this season. Whether they win or not is going to depend on five or six plays. I have a feeling Jeff, I feel like if the defense played the way they did on Sunday, and the Browns can, they don't even have to score. If they just hang on to the ball,
remember,
get a couple first downs, that's all they need to do. They will be in every game this year.
Remember, a week or two ago, I said the problem with this team is there are too many things that make you say if. You just said another one. If the defense plays like it did. Okay, we hope it will. I think it could, but again, there's another if. We don't have a whole lot of definitive answers about this team. It's only one game, but you also won just three last year, so you're not going into this season with very many definitive answers. We'll see if they can get some. If you go out, Andy, this Sunday against a good Baltimore Ravens team that everybody thinks might be the most talented roster in the NFL, just put up 40 points in a game that they should have had against Buffalo.
And looked horrible defensively in the fourth quarter.
They didn't look good. If you go out and you hold Baltimore to 20 or fewer points, then I'll agree with you. That defense is going to keep you in most every game this year. This is going to be another big challenge. Might be a bigger challenge because, you know, it was pass defense in this game, pretty much, correct? You had to shut down Chase. You had to shut down Higgins. And you had to contain Burrow throwing the ball. Well, you did.
But they did find Noah Fant. I will say that.
And they didn't. Well, they only scored 17 points.
No, I know.
And the Bengals didn't run the ball real well. Well, Chase Brown is just fine, but he's not Derrick Henry. So if you can slow down Derrick Henry, and who does that? And you can hold that Baltimore offense to 20 or fewer points or 23, even 21, 23, whatever. If you hold them down, man, now that'll be telling. That will eliminate an if.
But it's still... I think the defense is going to keep them in every game. You know, maybe something happens in the fourth quarter where they give up or they're tired and exhausted because the offense didn't stay out on the field long enough to give those guys a break. But I think they can stay in every game. I just don't know how many games they're going to win. That's all. And they're competitive enough just to keep you hanging around. I think that's the way it's going to be all season. I don't know that hanging around meaning playoffs. I mean hanging around in every game, thinking they have an opportunity to win. We'll see. Jim is in Strongsville. He leads things off this morning. Hi, Jim. How are you?
What's up, Jim?
Hey, guys. Andy, you're 100% right, but there's a couple things I think that are just true here. I think the first thing that's true is I don't necessarily think the Browns need it. I'm going to refer to them this way because I think we need to start to. I think we need to forget the names. I don't need to see what a third-round draft pick quarterback or a fifth-round draft pick quarterback can give me. I think there's a 99.9% chance that neither of them are the answer. If you selected a third rounder and a fifth rounder thinking that they were the answer, then you need to have your head examined in the front office. I think the value in this season is in competing for all 17 games. You got to look at the developments you're going to have from these young kids on the defense, on the offense, actually going out there and competing. When you throw the white flag out there, that hurts these kids' development. I want these kids to be competing in every game. That's what the good teams do. They go out and they try to win every game, and then at the end of the season, wherever the chips may fall, that's where they go. I don't see Pittsburgh or any of these other good organizations say, I got to throw the kid out there, see what we got. They don't do that. They don't do that because they're in the mode of winning every week. And so, no, I think it's a long shot that either of these quarterbacks. So I don't know why we're – I'm not saying that you are, but I don't know why people are obsessed with, well, we got to see what we got. Why? Chances are they're not the answer. Look around the league. Where are the third-round and fifth-round quarterbacks that are – lighting it up around the league.
Let me frame it like this for you then, Jim. So would you be good with Flacco starting all 17 games and then them just drafting a quarterback next year, right?
I think 100%, no matter what.
I think in the real world, that's how it goes down.
They're drafting one, Jim, right? There's no question.
Yes. What does it matter what you see from these guys? It's not going to change.
Exactly right.
Enough to change anything.
That's exactly right. I hate to even say that, but it's true. You know, if one of them plays, if Joe gets hurt.
And Jim, I'll leave you on the line a little longer just because you're normally part of these conversations sometimes. But don't you think that Gabriel is here to be the number two quarterback for a while, as long as Stefanski's the coach and Barry's the GM?
Yes, but it reminds me of the Family Guy episode when Peter selects the mystery box.
Okay.
it could be a boat, or you could have a boat, but the mystery box could be a boat. They're mystery boats. They're mystery boxes. They're probably not going to work out. All it does is feed that little flicker of hope you have way deep down in your heart that, oh, my God, maybe we got this one in a billion. Maybe this is going to happen. It's not worth hurting the development of all those other young players on the roster to see what you hit for that one opportunity at that flicker of light.
Mm. All right. Thank you, Jim. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Jim.
Checking in from.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen and Anthony Lima. Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show. Your way and on your time.
From Strongsville. 216-474-0092. Did you see something on Sunday that hammered home any preconceived notions you had about the Browns? Brian is in Cleveland. Hi, Bri.
Yeah, I had some preconceived notions that Andrew Berry should have been fired a long time ago. I mean, I look at the great Patriots teams or good Patriots teams for about 20 years. 10 years they had Vinatieri. 10 years they had Gostkowski. They never lost games because of the stinking kicker. It baffles me. It really does. And, you know, this guy threw a bunch of money at Hopkins at one point. I mean, it is. And then we turn around and we draft in the third round a midget quarterback who is at best a second-string quarterback. I don't get it. We need so much on this team, and he continues to get a pass. And you guys give him a pass.
I don't know. What do you want me to say? They don't have a quarterback. They made a major mistake when they brought Deshaun Watson in here, and they gave up three first-round picks.
Talked about bad drafting, and I don't think Andrew's done a really good job drafting. I hope this year's different.
Brian, thanks. Mark, Akron, go for it. How are you?
Hey, guys. How are you doing this morning?
Morning, Mark. Good.
Good. I'm going to use a dangerous word in Cleveland. I feel optimistic. Mm-hmm. I mean, just with some of – like, so I'm a Bowling Green alum, so it's a little biased here, but Fannin Jr. just looked like a stud. And I had a feeling he was going to come out and be a difference maker, but I was not expecting Samson to come out the way he did. And honestly, that makes me feel a little bit better moving forward as far as some of the weapons we have on the team.
What do you think?
We'll see. I'm not convinced about the weapons. I still need to see some things. I liked Harold. I thought one thing I liked about what he did is I thought they schemed some pretty creative stuff for him. And he looks like a guy... He looks like a guy who can play in the league. I don't think there's any question about that. The running backs, Samson looked good, I thought. At the very least, these guys look like, boy, I want to see more of this. I want to see what they can do with this guy. But to me, they're still a wide receiver or two shy I think they need they need another guy there. But I also have some thoughts about the wide receivers that I'm a Cedric Tillman fan. And we'll if they can bring somebody else in or if somebody else can develop, if Bond can become something, maybe they're okay there. But think about it now, if Tillman or Judy went down. Oh, my God.
Here's the other thing.
It'd be a mess, you'd think.
Well, and if they think, and this is where I think Fannin plays into it, and thank you, Mark, that if they're going to play this, we're not really going to take a lot of shots downfield, that we're going to we're going to keep it close and just keep moving the sticks and try to eat some clock and keep doing that. Look at what they did from the tight end position. They had 100 yards out of Fannin and Njoku in this game. And so between them two, Fannin had seven catches and Njoku had three. So they got, 100 yards in 10 plays there between the two guys and all kinds of, I mean, most of the time, a tight end's going to be a short yardage pass. You're not looking for anything gigantic out of a tight end. So if that's the formula for success, you can see that that's what they were trying to do. I think it was there. You know, other than Fannin dropping that one pass that was crucial, I thought he played a great game.
I was texting with our buddy, Coach Lance Reisland, today. And
ding!
Is it a ding when you're texting with guys who work at the station?
Yep.
Okay. Well, anyhow, Lance and I were texting, and he said he was done breaking down. And Lance is a former Kent State quarterback and coach at Garfield Heights. And he said Browns used a ton of motion, bunch formations, and it created a real clear picture for Flacco. He thought it was very refreshing. And I said, was it a conservative play by design? He said, no, Flacco took what the defense gave him. He said he played smart, not conservatively. So he didn't think it was a conservative game plan. He thought Flacco made the right calls, but did think it was a perfect game plan, well called, well executed. Also said you can't dominate Joe Burrow like that and lose a game.
He's right.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep. I think we all thought that. Okay, let's come back. We'll bring in Mary Kay Cabot. She'll break down the game, too. We'll see what she thought about just everything that happened and should they be looking for a new kicker. 216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. Mary Kay Cabot joins us next, right here on 92.3 The Fan.
Hey, friends, it's Ken Carmen and Anthony Lima. Did you know that The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show. Your way and on your time.